Welcome back to CWC Dive Deep. Join us today as we take a deeper look into the topic of fasting for our 40 days and discuss how this equips us to pursue God and grow in our faith. I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, and joining me today is Pastor Mike. Welcome, Pastor Mike.
Hey, Caleb. Thanks so much for having me. It's a lot of fun to be with you here on this sunny morning.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of a chill to the air, but it certainly is feeling more like spring. So.
Right.
And glad to welcome each of you listeners today. So today we really wanted to have a conversation around the topic of fasting and explore it a little bit more to help you better understand its purpose, what it can do to help transform you, and a little bit of what experience with fasting has been like for Pastor Mike and myself. And so first, Pastor Mike, I just want to open with this question. What is the purpose of fasting?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that it is something that just makes me think that fasting is never, let me answer first by saying what it's, one of the things it's not. It's never something that is like a process we go through for us to arm wrestle God into a yes that we want or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that's designed to always focus us on God and His will and how we can draw near to Him. So
that's really interesting. Okay, so just to recap. So I don't go to fasting as a last resort to get an answer for something.
Mm-hmm. Although that could happen.
Okay, yeah.
Although that could still happen.
That's not the core purpose.
Just for frame of reference, in our conversation and for anyone that would be listening, a lot of the things from our conversation this morning, I'm going to share from things that I've learned. And one of those key tools has been a book that was really beneficial to me called The Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster. And there's a chapter that really explicates what fasting is. And one of the things he said is at times there's such stress upon the blessings and benefits of fasting that we would be tempted to believe that with a little fast, we could have the world, including God, eating out of our hands. But then the next sentence he says, fasting must forever center on God. Mm-hmm. So it's not about us, mm-hmm. it's about Him.
Hmm. Interesting. So as we're looking at the purpose of fasting is really to help us focus on Him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, in our culture that gets so kind of excited about like fad diets and things like that, I think it's easy to kind of confuse the difference between a fast and say a cleanse.
Sure.
So mm-hmm. maybe can you just talk about the difference of those two a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah. And that's a great distinction because I think that there are similarities in the two.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, like from my understanding, a cleanse is something where you detox your body from certain toxins.
Mm-hmm.
The cleanse is more of a physical reset than a spiritual focus.
Okay, yeah.
While the interesting thing is that during a fast, some of those things that happen during a cleanse happen naturally. So to someone who's saying, you know, maybe I should do a cleanse versus a fast, I would say work your way to pursue God and He's going to take care of the other things in the process.
Mm.
I mean, you know, it's Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God,
right,
and all these other things will be added unto you. So a cleanse happens in the process of a fast, but a fast does not always happen in the process of a cleanse.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
One's spiritual purposes, one's physical purposes.
Right. Absolutely. And so, you know, kind of with that in mind, does God call all Christians to fast?
Yeah. Great question. I think that it could be easy maybe for some to get hung up and be like, well, where's that 11th commandment?
Mm-hmm.
But what I would say is I would direct our attention to Matthew 6:16, where Jesus shares when you fast.
Hmm.
So there's no room for if you feel this is a good idea or whatever. He says, no, when you do it, it's just a way of life. And so one of the things that Richard Foster says is something to the effect of fasting is no less important than giving or praying.
Hmm.
Because those are things that are clearly obvious, you know,
right.
Like we need to give of our time, give of our talents, and we need to seek the Lord in prayer. Jesus doesn't give room for assumption. He makes it very clear when you fast. And I would say kind of to tackle onto that where we've been out on Sunday mornings with Pastor Arley and our sermon series going through 1st and 2nd Timothy. In 2 Timothy 1:7, God's not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but one of power, love, and self-discipline.
Mm.
And fasting is a self-discipline, again, to point us closer to God and away from ourself, namely through drawing near to Him and also identifying in the process those almost spiritual toxins, to use the cleanse term, that would be holding our heart back. And so it's really cultivating a heart of spiritual self-discipline within us as we take that step, plan, and prioritize it.
Yeah. So how do you know when and what to fast? What, you know, what guidance can you offer there?
So meaning like when to fast, like during the day, during the calendar, or what?
I would say, yeah, throughout a lifetime. So like at what points would someone turn to fasting? Is it, you know, a regularly planned interval, or is it around specific events? Is it, so why, you know, when would somebody begin fasting?
Yeah. So, one thing that kind of, we'll talk a little bit later, I think, about what's a healthy process to go through, but I would say, I was just saying from the questions that we kind of, yeah, I would say like, it's more of how can I grow in consistency within it than I'm waiting for a difficult moment or time for an answer. Because it's finding ways to build in that healthy practice and discipline, because Jesus said when you fast, not like, you know, waiting for this moment to fast. So to your answer of the question, when would be a good time to fast, I would say find ways to prioritize it. And then as we talk about the process, there can be ways to build that in a healthy way. What should you fast? When we look in scripture, the normal means of fasting, and this is from Foster, just kind of giving some clarity to it, involves abstaining from all food, solid or liquid, but not from water. So I would say for someone that's, you know, beginning this process and learning about it, don't go from 0 to 60 for the sake of, and we'll talk about why in the process, but there's a way to grow in that process. You know, kind of the same way that if you're going to go fly a plane, you don't hop in an F-16 day one right after you've, you know, gotten your license. You know, it's kind of learn the controls and that type of thing.
Right. So what's been your experience with fasting?
My experience, it's been an area of growth and challenge for me. It's not something that has come naturally, and God has really allowed me to focus more on Him and also reveal things in me that I wasn't aware of had I not been fasting. It's not something that growing up was just a part of my faith journey as much, but really God has guided me in this process that is both challenging and soberingly enlivening. And it's almost as though when the process of fasting occurs, it feels like you slow down, even though everything else around might be moving at a fast pace.
Yeah.
So God allows the person fasting to recognize things within them, as well as what's happening around them and how to respond more appropriately, I would say.
Interesting. So it almost kind of slows down and gives you a heightened ability to process. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, like a weird kind of current day metaphor is like, you kind of feel a little bit like Neo in the Matrix, where it slows down. You're like, whoa, while everything else around might be going really fast. And so there's this peace that's experienced in the process, even though there's challenge happening.
Okay. And that's, I think what you're describing is typically more a direct result of fasting food, like actual food. And we know that there's different types of fast, right? So people can fast, you know, just anything that they want to kind of set aside so that that time dedicated would be given to God and focus on God instead. But talk a little bit more about what fasting actually does to your body. Do you have any more insight?
Yeah, well, I mean, like when we talk about like what fasting does to your body, there's obviously hunger that you'll feel at certain points in times.
Yeah.
But when we're talking, and you're saying in regards to specifically fasting food, right?
Okay. Correct. Yeah.
So in that way, just a a quote that kind of stuck out to me was, in many ways, the stomach is like a spoiled child, and a spoiled child does not need indulgence, but needs discipline.
Hmm.
So hunger is obviously going to be something that happens, but we are to be the stomach's master, not its slave.
Hmm.
So hunger obviously happens, depending upon the length or duration, like bad breath can kind of sit in, but after a certain amount of time, then your body kind of self-regulates. Your thought process and energy is going to be different because you're not taking in nutritional content.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it makes you think of when Jesus fasted for 40 days and was tempted.
Mm.
And Satan was like, hey, you know, one of the things he tempted him with was turn this into food. And Jesus was like, no, man doesn't live on bread alone, but on the word of God. And so really having that understanding that God's going to sustain me, and I trust and believe that, not walking into it foolishly, but walking into it faithfully.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
So
if someone was saying, man, I think that I'm being challenged and called by God to do a physical fast, how would you get them started in that process? What kind of advice do you have? Because, you know, I think it's just kind of self-explanatory that to jump into 40 days of fasting might be a bit of a train wreck, let alone difficult.
Sure.
For someone.
Well, and again, I would say, like, it's got to start with the heart. Like, to just walk into a spiritual discipline without seeking God's leading and his desire to be accomplished is going to be Pharisaic and building up hypocrisy in us.
Hmm.
So, I mean, just real quick, we'll get to that, to your question, but like, think about what Jesus said in Matthew 6:16. He said, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they're fasting.
Yeah.
Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face. That was the way of, you know, keeping clean and, you know, kind of being well kept, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
Mm.
So it's got to start with this heart of, it's me and my Father. It's me and my Father. So someone that's beginning the process, I would say, you know, there's a couple steps that are helpful. And if you want to get the book of Celebration of Discipline, this is in the chapter on fasting, and Richard Foster gives a really good process. And he talks about, start by doing a 24-hour fast that's partial. So mm-hmm. include juices,
okay,
but avoid foods. So 24 hours, you know, use juices. And I would say, just from what I've learned, like, you don't want to use like something that's loaded with sugar, because obvious reasons, you know, if you've ever had sugar-loaded grape juice, you know, and then nothing else, you have a roller coaster,
right,
kind of a day.
Ups and downs, constant.
But he suggests that that's a great first step, attempting it once a week for a couple weeks.
Okay.
When it comes to a food fast. And then the key thing is monitoring the attitude of your heart. And so as you do that, allow there to be inward prayer, inward adoration, inward song, inward worship, and then break that 24-hour partial fast with a light meal of fresh fruits and veggies.
Hmm.
This kind of helps to ease us and acclimate us back into something versus, man, I'm going to have steak, you know. might not be the best thing for our system when we kind of come out of that. After 2 to 3 weeks, try a normal 24-hour fast with only water. Use healthy amounts, meaning we're not fasting water also. So let that be a process to kind of build up the endurance. And again, it's the focus of the heart, focus of the heart, focus of the heart. And then after that, work to a 36-hour fast or beyond. And I would say in that, just kind of base it upon how God's guided you, you know, being physically wise mm-hmm. and spiritually faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It's not
be too theoretical. So like,
yeah, you want to go on
physically wise, being like, we don't go, like we said earlier, 0 to 60, like, hey, tomorrow do like a 10-day fast and don't eat food, because for obvious health reasons, like there are certain situations and circumstances where that would not be wise. But if we grow in the discipline, that's where I believe God calls us to, wherever we're at, grow in that next step.
Yeah.
So,
Great. Any final thoughts you want to leave listeners with about fasting?
Yeah. One thing that kind of stuck out to me is just kind of what Jesus had mentioned in Matthew chapter 6. The idea of, is it important that we keep our fasting private? I would say absolutely. It's not something that we tweet about, that we post about, that we make a deal of it. And even when we're around friends, like, oh man, I'm hungry. Like, that's it changes our focus from pleasing God to getting the sympathy of people. And while, you know, friendship is good and someone might be like, oh yeah, I care about you, that's cool that you're doing it, and that might encourage us in the moment, Christ said that's the reward, and that's really building up some hypocrisy in our hearts versus seeking our Heavenly Father who sees what is done in secret. So this whole deal of letting it be a personal journey. Now, I would say if you have an accountability partner, walk through some of those things together to learn and grow versus, you know, kind of seeking the approval of man or like the compliments of people, because those things are so temporary. And so I think it's really important that we follow Jesus' command. Like, don't make this public. It's not something to show or do, like, because we all should be doing it anyways.
Right. Yeah.
Now I'm not going to, you know, it just let it be a personal spiritual growth process. Yeah.
And I would, can I add to that just that, you know, there's kind of a distinction between personal fasting and corporate fasting. So if we as a church decide to do it, different. If a small group decides to do it together, that's great. Again, and it kind of talks about that accountability piece.
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because there is a difference in that sense where perhaps there's a need that a church body would recognize and say, well, even as a nation, there have been times where we've been called to prayer. And you see, like, when hearts are unified to earnestly and humbly seek God, God does not reject a broken or contrite spirit. So there's acceptance of that coming together, or in a small group or Bible study to say, you know what, let's seek the Lord in his direction for one of our families in our small group, or, you know, one of our friends that's within our small group. That's a beautiful thing, and that's a different type of approach.
Yeah.
But even in that, I would say, like, the small group, it's not like they would, like, hey, let's, you know, buy a billboard and and make this public.
Right.
Or with a church, it's not like it's something that you kind of, like, talk about in the sense of, like, whoa, this is cool, versus, like, whoa, how is God moving?
Sure.
If that makes sense.
It does, absolutely. Okay.
So, great. So I would say the challenge that I would leave listeners with is start somewhere. Think about this list of others as you would continue the process of fasting. Moses, David, Elijah, Esther, Daniel, Anna, Paul, and Jesus. Just as a few examples of those who have fasted. And I would say start wherever you're at. And there's a really great process to kind of build that, build up the endurance. And again, the endurance or those types of things aren't for the sake of, like, oh man, I did it. But it's just seek after the Lord. Seek after the Lord, prioritize that. And I believe that as we do that and grow closer to Him, He also will reveal to us things that are within us. If I can just share one thought in closing, this is something that stuck out to me. It's that Richard Foster said, this is a wonderful benefit to the true disciple, being the discipline reveals the things that control us. He said, the disciple who longs to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ, we cover up what is inside us with food and other good things, but in fasting, these things surface. If pride controls us, it will be revealed almost immediately. David writes, I humbled my soul with fasting, Psalm 69:10. Anger, bitterness, jealousy, strife, fear, if they are within us, they will surface during fasting. At first, we will rationalize that our anger is due to our hunger. Then we will realize that we are angry because of the spirit of anger within us. We can rejoice in this knowledge because we know that healing is available through the power of Christ. So I would say, as an awareness piece, as we grow in this process together individually and then also corporately, know that there will be things within us that will be revealed, and that's a blessing. The Holy Spirit's guiding our thoughts and process to say, okay, here's something I want to work on. And so we're all in the journey. I'm still learning about this, and God's been challenging me and guiding me through it. And I'm thankful for the words Christ gave us to continue to seek Him in all things.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Mike, for your insight and thoughts today.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, glad to be with you, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us today on CWC Dive Deep. I hope you were encouraged today. Join us next Monday as we continue Be the Guardian. And if you missed last week's episode, be sure to check that out on cwc.life, where we provide you with sermon notes, weekly study material, and other great messages to dive into. Have a great week.